Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of scum.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Inner Rockman.
Hey, Safe from Muscle Bug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Getting
enough young love. Things would never be quite the same again between us. Young love was driving me insane. When she broke up with her boyfriend, seemed almost close enough that I could reach out and touch her. Touch her, young love. I could never get enough young love.
We've got for ska music, Bedlam Beggars out of Sydney, early 90s, young love, loving the Bedlam Beggars. They were originally from a Wow Chop in Northwest Regional New South Wales before moving to Sydney. They were a bit of an oi band, and when they moved to Sydney, a bit more ska came about. You are listening to Beefy Ska Club! Yep, you've not lost Ska Nation Radio, you've just gained Beefy Ska Club instead. Now, regular listeners to Ska Nation Radio will know that each and every week, my commitment to First Nations ska and reggae, red dirt rock, whatever we want to call it, desert rock, my commitment to bringing you First Nations bands will happen every week. Now, I've played this band before, the Salt Water Band. They put out an album in 1999 called Gapu Damurun. They are from Gallywinku in the Northern Territory, which is the kind of the southern tip of Elko Island. It is remote. All right? I am putting it out there. This is remote. You actually need special permission if you're a tourist to go to Elko Island and get to Gallywinku. But the Saltwater Band are based there. I have waxed lyrical about how difficult it would be for a band to record music being in such a small, remote community. They're reckoning about 2,500-ish people now for Gallywinku. Or is that the whole of Elko Island? I'm not 100% sure. It is, like I said, it is way away from civilization as we know it. Saltwater Band, awesome stuff. I like that tune as well. We have played them before, but that was track one off Gapu Damurun, Saltwater Music. Even got some horns in there. That's why I played it, actually. A few options on the couple of albums that those guys have put out. Anyway, I will continue to play First Nations bands. If you were expecting Scar Nation Radio, you've got Beefy Scar Club. There's just been a few things since I've been off air have gone on. The announcement that Scar Nation, the festival, wasn't going to happen this year kind of made my decision to change the name of the show. And I've been doing stuff with Beefy Scar Club, so it made sense to bring it all together under one banner. So here we are. Nothing's really going to change. You're still going to hear the best scar tunes from all over the planet. I'm still going to be a font of all knowledge. I'm not really. I just make stuff up. I bluff my way through. You're going to get new releases. You're going to get old school. You're going to still get your Jamaican fix. You're going to get a lot of Aussie stuff. You're also going to get some New Zealand stuff as well. Because my commitment to First Nations bands is also the same as our brothers and sisters across the ditch. Because I will always play New Zealand ska as well. Because they deserve a bit of exposure. They've still got a scene. And we want to be part of that scene. We actually want to get Kiwi bands across to Australia. It's tough. It's tough to make a quid. So if they want to come, we will host them. But don't expect to make any money. It's a tough one. It really, really is. Alrighty, I will continue to play New Zealand bands each and every week. I'm going to play this band for a reason. Now, you know in Ska Pod number 2, there is a request team. We have a new addition to the request team as of this week. So I'm going to play this band, Scarpa Kazoo. They're out of Taupo in New Zealand. I have played a couple of tracks off the album or the EP, Chickpea Dance Floor. But the first single off Chickpea Dance Floor was this one. It's called Piss Away. The band are called Scarpa Kazoo.
The challenge was laid down. Loser buys the next round. It's getting expensive now, but I gotta win it back before I leave tonight. But we're 3 rounds down. Don't piss away, piss away. Piss away your life. Piss away your life. No, I'm not saying you can't have a drink. Don't piss away tonight. Don't piss away, piss away. Piss away your life. No, I'm not saying you can't have a drink. Just piss away tonight. Don't piss away, piss away. Piss away your life. No, I'm not saying you can't have a drink. Just piss away. Your life, don't pass away.
Break up to impossible to say this is sudden. Times are getting tougher while time start running. Box my hand, music on my side. Can't get through the rhythm, I'm reading by my side.
Time for some more, bring me back up.
Yeah, one thing that I can't depend on.
Time for some more, bring me back up.
Right, one thing that I can't depend on.
Time for some more, bring me back up.
Sound system, Operation Ivy for Big Carl. Unfortunately, Big Carl missed out on Saturday night at the Brunswick Ballroom, Biffy Scar Club. So I thought I'd play him a tune. He wanted Operation Ivy. I am only too happy to oblige. 1989, that track came out. Talking about Biffy Scar Club, Saturday night, what a night. Awesome. Brunswick Ballroom. Resonators celebrating their 20th anniversary. The Go Set from Geelong with a bit of Celtic folk punk. And the Cujo Kings, who don't get chance to play much anymore because I think one of their members moved away. He lives up there, Byron Bay, somewhere like that. So it was great to get the Cujos back out playing again. What a venue Brunswick Ballroom is. Really, really love it. They have done a great job in refurbishing that. And hopefully we could do more gigs there. But now, I can't complain, right? Friday night, this is in Melbourne alone. Friday night, Pirate Scar Rebellion played with New Monos. Friday night. Saturday night, we had Biffy Scar Club. Sunday, Kitty Hawks and Admiral Akbar's played in the afternoon, followed by the Scar Vendors in the evening. That's just one weekend of Scar gigs in Melbourne. That rivals kind of anywhere else on the planet for Scar gigs, including the UK. Man, it was packed. And unfortunately, our wallets only go so far. But like I said, I can't complain. We whinged and whinged. There weren't enough gigs. And now there's gigs all the time. So anyway, Melbourne, the centre of the Australian Scar scene. Crazy, isn't it? Who'd have thought it? So yes, we had a brilliant Biffy Scar Club. Resonators were brilliant. They are just about to head overseas. Got gigs in Canada and Mexico. Like I said, celebrating their 20th anniversary. Cujo Kings, celebrating their 15th anniversary. I don't think they realised until they worked out their first gig was in 2010. It was a great night. We had a lot of fun. And like I said, the venue is superb. Now, that was a request for Big Carl. You just heard Scarpa Kazoo out of Taupo in New Zealand. The first single off their Chickpea Dance Floor EP from last year was called Piss Away. I am very, very happy to announce that our request team has grown. Mel Lee from Taupo in New Zealand has joined the Beefy Scar Club request team. Yes, he's joined Mark Cardio. He's joined Jono from up there in Wollongong. Actually, while I'm talking about Jono made the trip from Wollongong to the Brunswick Ballroom on Saturday night because he thought it was a good gig to go to. Planes, trains and automobiles for Jono. Bus, plane from Wollongong, Sydney, Melbourne. Man, thank you, Jono, for coming down to Melbourne. Literally for one gig. That is commitment. We really do appreciate it. And I really, really do appreciate having Jono as part of the request team as well. So Jono's Juggernaut is part of the show. Lovely Jen and Millwall Paul. Yes, Millwall Paul's Magic Memories. So we are adding Mel from New Zealand as part of the request team. So expect to hear perhaps some New Zealand stuff, perhaps some UK stuff. I don't know. The only parameters I give the request team are make it weird and wonderful. That's all I can say. Now, talk about making it weird and wonderful as Mel's first request as part of the request team. He's gone to Gloucester in England for a bit of Scarcore. Now, Scarcore's a little bit different in the UK, as you can tell from this shot. This track. The band are called Lick Shot. Their new single is what Mel has chosen. This is Our Town. It's a rugby town, but not as you know it.
beautiful view. I'd been raised up revealing you. I never could have imagined this could be so real. You know it seems so right. It's starting to feel like fire. Late at night, I just can't hide it, and I can't deny the thought of you gets me excited. I can see it in your eyes, you make my temperature rise. Every time we kiss and touch, you're burning me up like fire. Beautiful view, eyelids raise up, revealing you. I never could have imagined this could be so real. You know it seems so right. It's starting to feel like fire. Hot to the top. Your love is like fire. I can't get enough. Your love is like fire. Burning out of control. Your love is like
Jonas Juggernaut, Boomtown United from St. Louis, Missouri. Love Like Fire. Live version of that one off their debut, Boomtown United EP from 2018. Before that, talking about debuts, Mel Lee's first choice as part of the Request team, Lick Shot from Gloucester in England. Their new single, Our Town, is that one. If you like a bit of UK ska core, then Lick Shot are your go-to band right now. Bit of Sonic Boom 6 about them, I reckon. But I will be checking out more of Lick Shot, so that is a Beefy Ska Club debut for Lick Shot. So thanks, Mel. Thanks for jumping on board and being part of the Request team. Probably a band I wouldn't have come across. And that's why the Request team are so important to this show. Diversity, diversity, diversity. That's what we like to say. Not that it means anything to me. I just play good bloody tunes, don't I? Talking about diversity, let's go and play the biggest ska band on the planet today. Pantheon Rococo from Mexico. They've got a brand new single because we're diving into the new releases. Beer N Ska. It's not N, is it? It should be Beer E Ska from in Mexico. Anyway, doesn't matter. Beer E Ska. Pantheon Rococo. Brand new single. We love these guys. You should too.
Ayer en el trabajo me dijeron que quedaba liquidado de mi puesto y que no era culpa de ellos que el recorte fue, que a otros les fue peor de lo que a mí me fue. Saliendo a la calle me di cuenta que no tenía ni pantalla, así que caminé. Pagando por el barrio fue que recordé que hoy se vence el mes del depa que renté. We'll
pagado ni la luz ni el gas. Y ahora sin trabajo, ¿qué le voy a hacer? Que joda acabar siempre así el mes. Hoy quiero olvidarme de mi situación. Le llamo a mis compas para un reventón. Recuerdo que ahí fue donde la conocí, mientras bailaba al ritmo de ska. A pensar esta cerveza que helada que está. Uy, sí, ¿quién iba a pensar para acompañarla con un buen ska? Uy, sí, ¿quién iba a pensar que yo de ella me iba a enamorar? Uy, sí, ¿quién iba a pensar de tan solo verla bailar el ska? Uy, sí, ¿quién iba a pensar esta cerveza que helada que está?
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why MyLowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Fuel your brutality. Oh, don't sleep.
If you want to do what's right, just let it go, don't let it show, and find another way to blow. If you want to do what's right, just let it go, don't let it show, and find another way to blow. We stand up, we fight ya. We stand up and we fight ya. We stand up, no backing down. No backing down.
I definitely wasn't expecting that to finish right there. The Mighty Maggots from Graz in Austria. They've got a brand new album out. It's called It's Like Nothing Matters Here. You just heard Don't Let It Show. God, it's full of energy, that one, isn't it? I will have some Mighty Maggots news for you over the next couple of weeks. Exciting, too. I'm loving what's going on. I really am. Before that, Pantheon Rococo out of Mexico. Brand new single from those guys. And they are the biggest ska band on the planet today. Beer E Ska. Cracking tune, that. Cracking tune. You are listening to Beefy Ska Club. You are now part of Beefy's Ska Cult. We are right in the middle of all the brand new releases, and I'm catching up with myself because, as you well know, I've been off the air for a month. Let's go to Scotland right now. Bonnie Scotland! Pork Pie have been around a long, long time. They have a brand new album out called Nine on the Tiles. Rough Side is... I can't remember whether this is a single or whether it's my favourite song off the album. Either way, it's a cracking tune. These guys are a cracking band. Pork Pie from Scotland! Goodwin Club out of the OC, Orange County, California. Idiot Box off their brand new, I think it's a six tracker. Join the Club is the name of their new release. Now, if you're a Goodwin Club aficionado, you will know that they put out, I think it was probably an EP back then, Join the Club in 1993 as well. Not the same release. They followed that up with Soda in 1994, and that was basically it. I think quite a few of their members went on to join the Aquabats, and then all of a sudden, with a little bit of resurgence in the US ska scene, the Goodwin Club have re-emerged, and they are so good. So it's good to hear from those guys. Got to thank Daryl for sending me through all the info about their Join the Club release. And I am a big Goodwin Club fan. We all are. They were around the time, like I said, 93, 94, just before the pinnacle of the third wave hit, especially in California. Before that, Pork Pie out of... No. Five State Drive out of Nagoya in Japan. Their third single, Carry On. I'm pretty sure we've played the other two as well. What a band. Bit of ska punk goodness from Nagoya there for Five State Drive. And before that, we did hear from Pork Pie, who have a brand new album called Nine on the Tiles. And like I said, I can't remember whether this is the lead single or whether it's just an awesome track. Well, I can guarantee you it is an awesome track, whether it's a single or not. Only time will tell. Rough Side was the name of the track you heard. Love it. Love that. Please check out the album, Nine on the Tiles. It is so good. They're a great band. They really are a great band. And if you are of my vintage, then you will appreciate the Pork Pie Crew. Alrighty. That's all for new releases. When I get back into things, as of next week, there will be a change in format. And I'm probably going to clump a lot more new releases together. This week I've kind of, I've got a month to catch up on of new releases. So, and whilst I've been away, the amount of bands that have been sending me tracks and albums and all sorts to play, look, keep sending them through. I will get to them. I will play them on the show. If you take the effort to send me your tracks, then we will do something about it. It is simple as that. So please keep sending me your new releases, because I'd love to hear them and I want to play them. I just need to find the time, the place, the platform, the show to do it. I'm working on it. I will get through them. I really, really will. I tell you what, we've gone to the new releases. Let's get back to the request team. I think we should. Millwall Paul, he has gone to Argentina. Yes, he has. He has picked an absolute banger from Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. We're going back to 1987. This is the title track off their Yo Te Avise album. It's also on Fabulosos Éxitos as well. Anyway, Yo Te Avise, Los Fabulosos Cadillacs.
La 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 la. Comenzarte, te conmigo no harás. Yo no soy de tu clase. Conmigo no bailas, porque yo bailo en la calle. Oh, pelado, sé que soy un pelado. Pelado, sé que soy un pelado.
Durch die Nacht. Wir sind die Familie. Zwischen Anisas und Zugelnacht. Deutschland. Denn wir riechen nach Erfolg, weil über uns der Himmel brennt. Auf zerbrochenen Träumen tanze ich besser als man denkt. Unser Platz vor dem Bahnsteig wird man zerschoben, ich seh. Irgendwann auf unserem Grabstein steht, danke, es war schön. Wir gießen weiter Öl ins Feuer, dass die Funken nur so sprühen. Sind hier, um mit einem Knall zu gehen, statt langsam zu verglühen. Und jetzt sitzen wir mal wieder hier zusammen rum im Müll. Doch im Kopf. Doch wir schießen uns die Lichter aus und treiben durch die Nacht.
Wir sind die
Family Hell. Zwischen einem Zass und sogenannten Sternchen dieser Stadt.
Denn wir riechen nach Erfolg, weil über uns der Himmel brennt.
Auf zerbrochenen Träumen tanze ich besser als man denkt. Wir sind mit Beverly Hills.
Vorstadt. Vorstadt Armageddon, wenn Träume über Theken schweben, mit Wodka-Shot, Kometenregen. Vorstadt Armageddon.
Auf der Brücke mit Träumen tanzt sich's besser als man denkt.
Wir sind die Beverly Hills.
Komm, wir schießen uns die Lichter aus und treiben durch die Nacht.
Wir sind die Beverly Hills.
Zwischen eines Tass und sogenannten Sternchen dieser Stadt.
Denn wir riechen nach Erfolg, weil über uns der Himmel brennt.
Auf der Brücke mit Träumen tanzt sich's besser als man denkt. Wir sind mit Beverly Hills.
To one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple throb has occupied my time. And goes out to the one I love. Why set fire? To the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. And goes out to the one I love.
said that 2025 is the year of the ska cover. That one's from 2008. The Refrigerators from Freiburg in Deutschland. They put out an album in 2008 called Ska Until I Die. Fire / the one I love, the old REM cover from The Refrigerators there. Hardio's hit. Yes, Mark Hardio is back for the request team up there in Tanambit in New South Wales near Maitland and Newcastle. Thank you, Mark. We haven't kind of communicated for a few weeks, and as soon as I announce I'm back on air, Mark's banging out the tune so I can choose and listen. So thank you, Mark, as always. Mark was the original request team. Yeah, just him by himself. Hardio's hit. Loving it. Glad we can get back. Now, lovely Jen, Sonder Schuller from Essen, I think Sonder Schuller are, or Mulheim near Essen, in between. If you know your German geography, Mulheim is kind of in between Dusseldorf and Essen. Let's go further afield. Dusseldorf and Dortmund near Essen is Mulheim. So that's where Sonder Schuller are. Beverly Hills live version of their Unbesiegbar album from 2022. Sonder Schuller, formed all the way back in 1999 on the crest of the German ska wave. Loving stuff from Jen there, as well as Millwall Paul, Los Fabulosos Cadillacs from Argentina, 1987. Paul dived back into Yo Te Avise. I warned you. Yeah, I warned you. That's the title track off their 1987 album, Yo Te Avise. Awesome. What a request team we have now. I'm excited, people. I am excited. There's a new format. There's new requesters on board. Like I said earlier, diversity, diversity, diversity. I'm not going to limit these people to what they choose. Just make sure the world are ready for it. All right, unfortunately, Beefy Scar Club, we've got to bring it on home. We really, really do. We're going to bring it on home with someone, a band a lot closer to home. From 2001, off their Say It To My Face album. I should have played this on April the 1st, really, when I was desperate for some time off. This is Area 7. Leave me alone!
Could it be that you were someone different many years ago today? Something tells me you were just the same. You never learned to deal with life, and now you take your problems out on me. Exercise your demons somewhere else. 'Cause you don't know me, you don't know me. What makes you think I'm on your side? So don't tell me that you need me. Get off my back, time to get alive. Reason why I shouldn't turn my back and walk away. Can't you see there's nothing for me here? The time has come for you to stop and think about the things that you have done. Time for you to face your darkest fears. 'Cause you don't know me, you don't know me. What makes you think I'm on your side? Don't tell me that you need me. Get off my back, time to get alive. Can't you just leave me alone?
We'll be right back.
tune to finish up on. The Upsetters from 1969 out of Jamaica, Lee Scratch Perry's house band, Return of Django. What else we hear? A bit of live beat, Mirror in the Bathroom. That was on this day in 1980, number 17 in the UK charts, live version. I think that's off Dance Craze as well, which, now, I did see something about Dance Craze the other day, and is there a tour, or are they redoing it? I can't remember. I'm really sorry. I should have written it down. That's what happens when you have a month off. You just forget about stuff. Area 7 off their 2001 album, Say It to My Face, Leave Me Alone. And that's what I did for about a month. But now I'm back. I'm back to bring you the best ska from all over the planet. And look, it's been a rough start. I don't know if it's been rough. It's just I've struggled to get to grips with what's going on. I keep forgetting what I need to say. Sometimes I do forget to back announce. But at the end of the day, Beefy's Ska Club is underway. Like I have mentioned, there will be a little bit of a tweak in format, which I am kind of looking forward to. I'll be playing 3 hours worth of ska, and you'll be getting podcasts left, right, and centre. Put it that way. I'm going to be exciting you. You will be engaged just a little bit more. Please follow me on social media. With the rebrand, I'm a little bit all over the place. Look up Ska Nation Radio. Look up Beefy Ska Club. I am on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Instagram, Beefy Ska Club. Facebook, I think, will be updated very, very shortly. Twitter, who knows what's going on with Twitter. Like I said, I don't know, even know who's on Twitter anymore. It's madness on that platform. Housekeeping, though, if you're in a band and I haven't played your latest releases, please get in touch with me somehow. Send them through. I will get them on the show in some form. All right? If you want me to play a certain song off an album, I will always do that. If you're a fan of the show and I haven't played your favourite band or your favourite track for ages, let me know too. If you want to join the request team, there are vacancies. It's just one song a week, all right? I am quite happy to turn it over to you. I think I said ages ago that my vision of this show years and years ago, remember I've been doing this for 8 years, was to have quite a bit of the show devoted to requests. And we're slowly getting there. It is the world's number one ska radio show because you've made it that way. All right, so if I can kind of ride on those coattails, then we're going to have an awesome show. Right, gigs, tours are getting cancelled all over the world. Most of the time it's due to poor ticket sales. Now, Saturday night when we did Beefy Ska Club, we had quite a few walk-ups, which is a bit of an anomaly in today's day and age. Bands, venues, and promoters cannot rely on walk-up tickets anymore. One of those three parties, or even two, or even all three, will make the decision to cancel shows if ticket sales are poor. The economic uncertainty of gigs means that if they're not going to make any money, and I'm talking about the bands, I'm talking about the promoters, I'm talking about the venues, then they will cancel. It is as simple as that. So please help out the bands, please help out the promoters, and definitely help out the venues, because we need to start buying tickets. And I'm not talking your Taylor Swift, your Oasis, your Green Days, whatever. I'm talking about your local shows. Yeah, we've got to get into the habit of buying tickets early. Because if we don't, shows will get cancelled, and then the punters whinge. It's not just you, but you think about those 25 people that bought tickets. They're going to miss out on a show because 50 people decided, oh, I wasn't too sure. Please, if you're going to go to a show, especially a ska show, buy your tickets as early as you can. All right? It's just going to help. It really will help. Now, that's just not a Melbourne thing. It's not an Australian thing. This is happening in the UK. It's happening in the US. I'm sure it's happening in Canada, around the world. I'm sure it's the same. Although, a lot of these gigs, a lot of countries are used to pre-buying tickets. It hasn't been a thing for local gigs for a long time. But the economic reality is we do need to pre-buy our tickets, all right? I know I sound like I've been preaching this for a long time, but it's now happening. It's happening more and more because we just got to get into that habit of buying tickets. All right. Great that Steve from the Sookie Lounge here in Melbourne has been interviewed for a TV show. I will try and put a link on the Facebook page to the report. I've already previewed it. But what's happening is, now I'm not sure whether this happens in the States, I'm not sure it happens in the UK. Public liability insurance in Australia is basically mandatory for venues. You cannot operate without public liability insurance. If you do, you might get sued for millions. It's going to send you bankrupt anyway. All right. What's happened over the past few years is there were 8 suppliers of public liability insurance. Now, when there's 8 suppliers, it becomes price competitive. You will go with the cheapest option. Keeps prices down. Public liability insurance in Australia for live music venues, there is only now 1 supplier. It's become a monopoly. Like Steve at Sookie Lounge, where we do a few beefy ska club gigs, his public liability insurance has gone from essentially $12,000 a year to $50,000 a year. All of a sudden, that's a grand a week that he has to find before even opening the doors. It is scandalous. They are throwing monopoly numbers at venues for public liability insurance. We have a new government. Oh, I say a new government. The government got re-elected last weekend in Australia. Now is the time for this to happen. And there's a TV documentary or interview with Steve about what is happening. So hopefully that will shine some light on public liability and what venues are going through right now. I just mentioned about buying tickets early to keep venues going. If venues close, and public liability insurance is one of the reasons why they're closing, because they just can't afford it, then we need to support our venues as best we can. Now, like I said, I'm not sure whether this is the case in the States or the UK, right? But if you're an Australian listener to this show, please, please, please get in touch with your local MP. Highlight what is going on. Look, I'm probably a bit of a communist or a socialist. I don't know. Insurance should be for the people, not for profit or shareholders. It's there to protect people. It's not there for profits, right? It's not there to feather people's pockets. I mean, man, it annoys me, especially when we know live music is good for mental health. We know it's good for the community. It's good for social activity and engagement, right? It's good for bands. I cannot stress enough, we need live music venues, right? I say this regularly. Your big bands, your Green Days, your Oasis, your Beatles, right? They started off in pubs and clubs. Little pubs and clubs playing to 20, 30, 40 people. You don't get to be a stadium band without doing the hard yards in the pubs first. It's as simple as that. We need to save our live music venues. We need to support our live music venues. So, please get in touch with your MP. Highlight this issue. It is becoming madness, pardon the scar pun, because this should not happen. The government should be supplying public liability insurance for our live music venues. Simple as that. Rant over. This is a issue very, very close to my heart, as you can tell. I grew up on live music. I'm still going with live music. I want my kids, I want your kids, I want their grandkids, your grandkids to experience live music as I have done. It's scandalous. It really is scandalous. Apologies for that, but you know, it's an issue and they're taking the piss. It's as simple as that. I hate it. I hate the fact that there's a monopoly. Monopolies are outlawed for a reason. It's because of this exact thing that's going on right now. Okay, thank you for joining me. I'm really sorry. I really am. Please follow me on social media. Get involved. Send me a message and just, if I can help, I will try. I'm only one person. I really am. And I haven't got enough time to do stuff now. So, I don't know. Lobbying MPs is another matter. Anyway, Biffy Ska Club is now a thing. As a radio show, Ska Nation Radio is dead. Long live Biffy Ska Club. I really, really do appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for becoming part of Beefy's Ska Cult. Anyway, even though we've got a new name, even though we've rebranded, I'm still the same old Beefy. This is still the same old Ska Radio Show. It's still the world's number one Ska Radio Show. Remember, stay safe, do the right thing, and be excellent to one another. And I just got one thing left to say. Take it away, Bluey!
yellow. Thick, 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 big yellow.
Shortest route to Stumbletastics.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.